This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. After very nearly 100 days of slow but steady declines, gas prices are going up again. AAA's national per-gallon average bumped up yesterday and again today. Back in March, as you surely remember, as those then sharply rising gas prices started squeezing consumers after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, President Biden authorized the release of crude from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Well, we learned from the Department of Energy this week that the SPR now has less oil than it has in 40 years, a relatively measly 427 million barrels, down from nearly 600 million at the beginning of the year. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has today's SPR primer.
The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is a rainy day fund for oil.
The goal of it has been to essentially make sure that there is enough supply in times of supply constraints, whether that is due to geopolitical impacts or weather related.
Matt Smith is an oil analyst at Kepler, a data and analytics firm. He says the U.S. government first created the reserve after the oil crisis in the 1970s, and since then it's come in handy a few times. During the Gulf War in 1991, after Hurricane Katrina in 2005,
So Katrina came through the U.S. Gulf of Mexico, knocked out a lot of production, and so there were SPR releases to supplement U.S. supply then.
There were more releases in 2011 during the Arab Spring,
when there was the disruptions in northern Africa in countries such as Libya.
And this year, Russia's invasion of Ukraine upended the global oil market and prices skyrocketed.
I know you're always worried about running down the rainy day fund, but it's been raining.
Samantha Gross directs the Energy Security and Climate Initiative at the Brookings Institution.
This has been a really big, really important supply disruption, and this is what it's designed for.
The reserves are stored in four different locations on the Gulf Coast, two in Texas and two in Louisiana.
And there are these gigantic salt caverns, so you can't see much on the surface, but underground there are these very large storage areas that we use to store hundreds of millions of barrels of crude.
And even though the administration has been releasing about a million barrels a day, every day, for months now, Gross says, those gigantic salt caverns are still more than half full. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.